Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah, we said how much sour / inferior wine a buyer has to accept as part of his deal to buy wine. We said it was 10%. That's the expected amount of wine that's going to have a little bit of a different taste. In this Mishnah, we'll now talk about what happens if the wine was checked by the seller's store and it was fresh and good tasting at that time, but later on it spoiled after the buyer took it home. The situation is the buyer tells the seller that he's using the wine for cooking. Cooking wine usually is supposed to last way longer because only a little bit is used at a time when it's cooking. So Mishnah says, "Hamocher yain lachaveru v'yachmitz." If somebody sells wine to his friend and it turned into vinegar after he brought it home, eno hayav be'achrayuto, the seller is not responsible to pay for it. The buyer, even if he specified at that time that he was using it very slowly because he was using it for cooking, what happened is the buyer took that wine and he poured it into his own jugs when he bought it and he transported it home. So the seller always has the ability to tell the buyer, it's the fact that your kelim were problematic. They caused the wine to spoil. Your jugs were dirty inside, and the mixture between whatever was in your jugs and the wine, that's what caused it to spoil. But we see from here the seller does not have the claim that the buyer should have drank the wine right away because he clearly was told that the wine was for cooking purposes. So if it was for cooking purposes, the seller knew that the wine had to last a very long time. But since the buyer took the wine and poured it into his own jugs, he took away the ahrayut from the seller. But we see from here that if the wine was kept in the jugs of the seller, then the seller would be liable if the wine became spoiled, because the buyer could tell him, you knew I was buying wine for cooking, so you should have given me wine that was lasted a long time. And there's no claim that the jugs caused the problem because they're not mine. They're the seller's jugs. So therefore, in that scenario, the seller would be liable. But if the seller did not specify that the wine was for cooking, then in that case, the wine was supposed to last a long time, and the seller is not liable even if the jugs were kept in the original barrels, because he could say that the buyer should have used the wine right away. That could be a possible ta'ana from him. So therefore we said back in the Mishnah, eno hayav be'achrayuto, the seller in that original case is not responsible because the wine was poured into different jugs. V'im yadua she'eno mahmitz. But if it was known that this seller's wine never keeps well, it always turns into vinegar right away when it's not drinking right away, because that's just the way, the nature of the product that he has. Then the wine, if the wine spoils, it's considered to be a mistaken sale, and the seller has to refund the money, since the seller knew that the wine never keeps well, and he knew that the buyer needed it for cooking, which means the wine needs to last for a long time, and he didn't tell him, by the way, my product doesn't last that long, then the sale is void and he has to refund the money. In certain instances, the seller is required to guarantee that the wine is going to stay fresh and drinkable for a long time. If the seller told him, I'm selling you flavored wine that's considered to be higher level and it doesn't spoil quickly, then he has to provide wine to him that's going to stay fresh until Shavuot, into the holiday of Shavuot. Assuming that he gave him the wine around Sukkot time, the entirety of the wine season, the wine is expected to stay unspoiled from Sukkot all the way till Shavuot. But through the summer, we wouldn't expect it to stay unspoiled, because the heat of the sun in the summer could spoil even the most superior types of wine. Ve'ashan, if the seller told him, I'm selling you old wine, Michel Ishtakad, he has to give him wine from last year, wine that was produced during the previous season. It's already a year old, and the wine has to stay fresh until the end of the current season. Umeyushan, if the sale was of aged wine, Michel Shaloshanim, he has to give him wine from 2 seasons ago, which is 3 years old by the end of the present season.